Welcome to the Successful Life Podcast. I'm your host, Corey Barrier. This show is your go-to resource for real stories, expert insights, and proven strategies that empower you to break free from addiction, rebuild your life, and become the strongest version of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. Each week, I'll bring you conversations with guests and thought leaders who have walked the path of recovery and personal growth. Whether you're navigating sobriety, seeking mental clarity, or building daily discipline, you're in the right place. Let's get into today's episode. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to help others find the show.
It's Corey Barrier, yeah, come learn with me. Take you down the path of our journeys. This is the successful life. It's time to take what you learned, apply it to your life. It's your turn to live a successful life.
You are tuning in to the Successful Life Podcast.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Welcome to the Successful Life Podcast. I'm your host, Corey Barrier, and I'm here with the one and only Laura Kelly. Hey, Laura.
Hey, guys. I am stoked to be here. You and me, Corey, have been meaning to reconnect for a bit now, and I'm glad to get our second episode in. And I'm just glad to bring everything that I inherited and learned and I think conducively endured over the course of 2024, and bring that insight, that knowledge, that wisdom to your audience today, and share what as we in Clover, we've been very lucky to speak with like hundreds and hundreds of businesses, and there's this common pattern that I see everywhere, and I have seen everywhere for most of my career, that 80% of success is psychology and 20% is the mechanics, like 20% is skill. 80% is really our psychology, is how we think, how we behave, how we interact with the world, our beliefs, our values, and how we speak to ourselves. So today I would be stoked to share with you the three variables that are very omnipresent amid high performers, and how they set themselves up for more success predominantly around how they think. And what was interesting is my undergrad was psychology. So that's kind of where my journey all started and into really understanding humans. And I read a book from Tony Robbins. And since that day, I was hooked on him. I was like, this guy is just a freaking genius. So I've always had a desire to spend more time with him. And Josh, 2 Christmases ago, purchased a ticket for me to spend 6 days with him. And they were like 16 to 18 hour days. And gosh, Corey, what I discovered about myself was so profound. And I was just surrounded by such incredible humans. And it just solidified the patterns I've seen in humans for just so long now. And I'm excited to share some of those things. So one of the things that sticks out for me is a phrase that he says, most people have a highway to unhappiness and a dirt road to happiness. And the goal is to really switch that around. So how can we have a high road to happiness and make it quite difficult for ourselves to experience unhappiness? And so how that kind of conversation transformed with Tony was he had me look at my values, and he suggests that we all make our values so conducive to us experiencing happiness, and then we make our goals the things that are hard and that push us and that stretch us and that inspire us. But our values are things that are achievable. So I encourage, you know, you even here today, Corey, to ask yourself. We've all heard the term values, but many people don't intentionally set their values. Their values are set for them by just exposure to life. And if we really assess not what we would desire our values to be, but what they actually are, like whether we like that or not, what are they really? So my encouragement to you even here, Corey, if you're comfortable to do this, is like, what are Are you comfortable with us kind of going back and forth on this?
Okay. 100%.
What are your top five current values, do you believe? Not what you'd like them to be. What are they actually?
The first one's for sure honesty.
Okay.
I believe that honesty, it really starts with honesty. Mm-hmm. The second one would be vulnerability.
Okay.
The third one would be, I think, I don't know if genuineness would fall in those two categories, but I believe that could be a third one.
The thing with values is it doesn't have to, if a word it causes an emotional response to you and mm-hmm. it moves you in a direction, whether it's conducive or not, because right now we're not necessarily intentionally setting values, we're becoming aware of what are the ones that are currently driving us. It doesn't matter. Like it doesn't matter what term you give that. Like for me, like success could create an emotional, visceral response for one individual, and fulfillment could cause. It could mean this. It could create a similar emotional response in each person, but they might mean entirely different things to those different people. So, my encouragement to you as you throw these out to me is whatever those words are for you. I know you well enough now to know that there's enough vigor around like your willingness and desire to know yourself that you've probably quite a solid idea as to what drives you. So honesty, vulnerability, you said genuineness. What are the other two?
I would say learning has become pretty valuable. Yep. And success in two different ways, right? Okay. There's, you know, obviously there's a financial success. There's success knowing that you're making a change.
Yeah.
Then there's a success in my relationship with Maddie as an example.
For sure.
I know that was a little bit more than what you asked, but no. I have no, to no, break it down like that.
No, it's great. It's great. Success means different things to different people, and one person's definition of success does not necessarily have to be yours. Mine, I certainly, you know, I would encourage anyone away from that reality. Success is what you believe success to be. So, I ask you that question for a few reasons. A lot of people have values. Some are more intentional about setting them, and others are not. It sounds like yours are, you know, relatively conducive. The interesting thing I discovered at Tony was that we have values that we either intentionally set or are set for us. But my next question to you, Corey, would be what rules do you associate with each value? So what a lot of people do is they say, okay, my highest value might be success. So for me, my values were not as actually conducive at all. They were success, achievement. He encouraged you to look at your values and then say, okay, based on these top five values, do you think you're on a track to greater success or greater suffering? And I was totally on a track to greater suffering.
In what way?
So it's a great question. And it brings me to the point on rules. I achievement and success were like, I wish I had my book now to refer back. We're like right up there at the top. But then I had rules. Everyone has rules associated with their values, meaning what would have to happen in order for me to feel success? What would have to happen in order for me to feel achievement? What would have to happen in order for me to feel love? What would have to